It was sent to me from a friend of mine. And I had actually already had prepared my sermon when that was sent to me. And it spoke volumes to me. Sometimes, church, we don't listen to his voice. We don't listen to what he's saying to us. We get so caught up in our daily lives and what's going on in our world that we forget that God's voice is forever speaking. That he is always speaking to us when we listen and hear his voice. Lord, we thank you today for this opportunity that we have to gather around and receive your word. We know several people are missing today due to sicknesses or travel or whatever going on, but we pray for them today. We thank you for those online this morning, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity we have to continue to share your word. We thank you, God, that you will be in the midst of us as your word goes forth. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Interesting text this morning. Listening for his voice. How many of y'all know we get confused by the voices we hear? God tells you to go left, but you go right because you're not listening. And so, Anita, my mom, sent that to me yesterday, and it totally messed up my sermon because I had to rewrite my whole sermon after I heard that. And all I kept thinking about is how many of us say we're listening, but we're really not. In John 10:22, it says, it was the feast of the dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. Now watch this. And Jesus walked into the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, watch this, church. He says, if you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. He told them he was the Christ, but they didn't believe. Listen to what I'm telling you, church. God is, Victor didn't know what I was going to preach. Did you, Vic? And you're talking about listening. That's how I know this word's in season. Jesus answered, told them, and you do not believe. He says, I told you I am who I am. I told you I'm going to do it. I told you I'm going to heal you. I told you I'm going to bless you. I told you I'm going to make a way. He tells you it's going to happen, but yet because it doesn't happen when we want it, we fail to believe. I told you, he said, and you do not believe. See, the problem is most of us will trust man before we trust God. Well, I can believe that Pastor Mike, I could see him. Let me tell you something. Faith is believing when you can't see. Jesus answered them and told them. And when I saw that video, that song that messed you up, that video messed me up, Elder Vic. I was like, that's the problem with the church today. And Jesus told them, you do not believe the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness. So Jesus said, you've seen them. Now, they've seen miracles. They've seen the healing. They've seen some things. But yet, and why is it today as believers, we see that God shows up, but we still doubt that he's going to do it. We're blessed in this church this morning, as small as we are this morning, we're blessed to have my other mother in the house this morning, Eloise. She's here this morning. Let's give God praise because we've been praying for her. Remember we talked about she was in the hospital and we prayed for her. She came to church this morning. She's not healed yet, totally, amen? But she's on the path of recovery. God can heal. But we don't believe church, because it doesn't happen exactly the way we want it to happen. But Jesus said, I told you I'm going to do it. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Now watch this. But you don't believe. Now watch this. This is going to be hard preaching. Some will say hard preaching. You don't believe, not because you don't believe, it's because you're not of my sheep. Let me get this. You can't mix spiritual with unspiritual. Come on, somebody. And it's a good moment to talk about this. We're going to have a unified service in 2 weeks. Pastor Simon was just here a minute ago, but he's going to bring his entire church on the September 4th. And it's going to be a multicultural, multi-diversified, unified service. They praise God. Different than us, but they praise God. Doesn't make it bad. Doesn't make it wrong. And the Lord had put on my heart that Pastor Simon, I'm not even going to pronounce the last name because I don't know how to say it. But anyways, Pastor Simon is going to come. And I'm telling you, this boy can preach. And we're going to have a unified service that day. And even though they're different, they're of the fold. What I need you to understand is you need to quit hanging around people that are not of the fold or of the sheep. Because there are people out there that's bringing you down. Come on, somebody. People say, Pastor Mike, what's going on with people not coming to church? And who haven't? Let me tell you, this is nothing we're doing. It's who they're hanging around with. It's what they're finding more important than church. Come on, somebody. You see, the problem is most of us will listen to the wrong voice. Look what he says. But you don't believe because you're not of my sheep. As I said to you, now watch what he says. My sheep, here it is. Read that, Elder Ron. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You know what's crazy about a cell phone church? Is that I know a cell phone, when you call somebody, it comes up who's calling you. But you can also block your name so it doesn't appear on the other person's phone. Am I right, Vic? And sometimes people won't answer because they don't see the name. But sometimes, if you answer, you'll recognize the voice. You see, a lot of us are listening to the wrong voice. Just because it's a scripture, come on somebody, or just because it's thus says the Lord, doesn't necessarily mean that it's from God. Someone say, my sheep, hear my voice, and here's what he says, I know them. He knows you. He knows, tone me down just a tad, Vic. He knows you. He listens to you. And look what he says. My voice, and I know them, and they what? Follow me. Now watch this. And he says, I know the voice, and they follow me. He says, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them. Here it is, church. Snatch them out of my hand. Look at your neighbor and say, I can't be snatched unless I want to be. You have choices in life, church. You have defining choices in life that you can either have faith or not. Or you can either follow or not. It blows my mind when people say, well, you know, I got tripped up. You got tripped up because you chose to get tripped up. I give them eternal life, and it doesn't mean that God don't love you. He loves you. Come on back to the Lord. Listen to me. We are not perfect by no stretch of the imagination. But one thing I don't do is I don't listen to anything that's not of God. Amen? And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Look what he says. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Now watch this, verse 30. Someone say, I and my Father are one. Someone say, my sheep hear my voice. In that illustration this morning, neither one of them knew how to fly a plane. They could have accepted death, right, Eloise? They could have accepted the fact that, well, we don't know how to fly this plane. We're just going to crash and burn, and that's it, and our life is over, and that's it. But they chose, listen to me, church, they chose to listen to the voice. Some of you in your life right now are hearing all kinds of distractions and all kinds of things going on, and I love what Victor tells me all the time. Victor says, you got to quiet the storm. What do you say, Victor? Quiet the what? The chaos? The noise. And a lot of times, church, we will spend so much time doing other things. And I'm just going to be bold this morning if I can. There should be absolutely no reason why this church is not full this morning. Because half my members on Facebook have gone to the movies this week. Wet and Wild. Six Flags. Walmart. Taking pictures of them going to concerts. Come on, in a weekday? Whatever. But let Sunday roll around. Come on, somebody. This is where you get life. This is your training ground. And this is why we're having a unified service, because I'm telling you, God's about to move and God's going to show us another way. But what I want you to understand is we in the church, and let's say the church, the body of Christ, we have a problem listening to his voice. We love to express ourselves in other ways. And to be honest with you, family is important, but it shouldn't be the most important. Does anybody know how God wants us to be? It's God first, then your spouse, then your family. But we have a tendency to override the things of God because we have things going on with our family. See, let me tell you what's wrong with church today. Is that we've made excuses. Oh, who wants to go inside a building and sit down for an hour and listen to a guy talk to me? First of all, I'm not a guy. I'm the voice of God in this moment. That's what preachers are. How can they hear, right, Eloise? Unless they be what? Preachers. That's what the word says, right? A vessel. And you know, and people often say, well, you know, Pastor Mike, you know, I don't have to go to church to be saved. No, you don't have to go to church to be saved, and you don't have to show up in a building. And I know some of you are online this morning, that's great. But God says don't forsake ourselves gathering together, as some have gotten in the habit of doing. Can I use you as an example this morning, sister? With your permission. Here's a woman that just spent the last, how many months? 2 months in the hospital. Off and on. Weak this morning. Doesn't stay in Grand Prairie. Drove all the way from where she's staying to come to church because she couldn't wait to get back to church. And she's here. And Eloise is not young, right? 80 years old, and she drove herself to church. Come on, guys. Because she loves the Lord. And she had to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And I have every excuse this week. Elder Vic, he didn't get back till late yesterday. I'm on call this week. I worked 60 plus hours, drove to Denton 4 times this week. opened up a new office, one of my companies in Denton, and they did this massive amount of admits. I drove to Denton Monday, turned around, they had two more admits Tuesday, went up there Wednesday, didn't get to do the other admit, and I got to go back tomorrow because two more admissions. On top of the four other companies I'm running. I think I broke a record this week, Benita. I did 37 visits this week. 37 visits. From Mesquite to Garland to Plano to Carrollton to Fort Worth to Denton to Arlington. And I was tired. And I'm on call until Monday. I could have, and I, oh, by the way, I cleaned my entire house yesterday. Sun up to sundown. My house is spotless now. And then turn around, and then I went, and then I took two of the dogs to the vet yesterday. That was a 3-hour adventure. And I took the boys, the pit bulls, to the vet yesterday. So I haven't had no break. And then guess what? Yesterday afternoon, I prepared for service until Anita messed me up. Sent me a video, and I had to go rewrite my whole sermon. But what I'm saying is this, church. We have every excuse in the world of why we can't praise him. I don't do this just because I do it. I do this because I know his reward and favor is on me. Come on, somebody. Because when I need something, church, he finds a way to make it. I'm just going to be bold right now because it's okay. I spent $936 on my dogs in 2 weeks just for shots. And yearly, goes back to shaking her head. $936 on four dogs to get shots, checkups, and everything because it's required because I'm going to, when they put them in a pet resort in 2 weeks, they have to have the shots, they have to have the checkups, they have to have the influenza, they have to have the fecal test, whatever, it's just money, amen. And I'm turning around and I'm like, I don't know where I'm getting this money. Someone say, but God. And then I turn around and I get a blessing of another company opening up, and they gave me a per diem. They gave me a kind of like a forward bonus to help open them up, which paid for my pets to get taken care of. It's because I tithe. Come on, somebody. And because I'm here preaching, even if I'm not preaching, I'm here supporting the ministry. We go to the outreaches. We do everything. We go, and this is what I'm saying. If you want God to bless you, you have to understand that you have to hear his voice. Someone say, he and the Father are one. Read that, Don. We hear, church, what we listen for. In other words, I'll see you at church Sunday. I didn't hear that. Hey, you going to that Cowboys game when it opened up? Oh yeah, I'll be there. Come on, church. We hear, someone say we hear what we listen for. Everything that we want to really do and feed our flesh, we hear. Come on, somebody. I hear people already talking about, I can't wait to the first. Are we going to do it big on the first Cowboys game? We're going to have a tailgate? Already shopping at Costco and Sam's for the tailgate party. Getting everything together. It's going down. We hear, someone say we hear what we want to hear. See, we don't want to hear, I'll see you Sunday at 10:30 at church. Well, man, that's the family picnic. You see, I'm just saying this because this will save your soul. Because there will come a time that you will need God. Someone say, we hear what we listen for. And it blows my mind that we try to put God in a box. We try to put him in a box, and y'all remember that That thing when you were kids, dun 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 pop. Y'all remember that thing? You don't know exactly when it's going to come out. And that's how we are with God sometimes. Let me turn it to see how long it takes before he comes out. The Bible says he never leaves you nor forsakes you. But you have to make an effort to show him you love him. We have to learn to listen to what he's saying. We have to learn to listen to what he is saying. I came up with some things, Elder Vic, that I think God is saying in this hour, and you alluded to them earlier. One of the things God is saying in this hour is saying, my people have become numb to my voice. They will use the excuse, well, we've been in the pandemic for 2 years, I'm just catching up. Or they might say stuff like, I don't have time for God. One of the greatest other ones they'll say is, well, I'm not into all of that. It doesn't take all that. See, what we need to understand is that God is still trying to get your attention. We hear what we listen for. And sometimes we listen and we hear, but we don't obey. God, you want me to do what? Why, God? Why do you want me to do that? It was very interesting this week. Some of the things I got to minister and some of the things I got to do and some of the things I got to see. And it's not that this world is not in need of a God that loves them. It's not that this world is in need of healing and restoration, because it is. It's the fact that the church, someone say the church, is in so much competition with the world. Come on, somebody. Victor, help me out, brother. Right? We have all these things going on, and that will draw our time away. Now it's getting ready to be football season. Guess what? Pee-wee football is coming. High school football is coming. Friday Night Lights is coming. You know what? Thursday Night Football is coming. All this stuff. And Sundays, forget it. Pastor, I can't go to church. Well, that's an early game for the Cowboys. Someone say news alert. Cowboys ain't getting you to heaven, y'all. I know you love them Cowboys. I love my Broncos. But that's not getting me to heaven. What's getting me to heaven is doing what my Father tells me to do. And I thought it was interesting in the latter part of that video when he said, you can't see me, but I can see you. You know God sees what you're doing, even when no one else does. God sees everything that you're doing, and he understands what you're doing and knows what you're doing, and the direct reflect of what you're doing is a direct reflect on how much he wants to bless you. We hear what we listen for. It's interesting to have dogs. And I've always asked the question, how do they know when I'm calling them? They don't talk, but they know their name. If I say Sam, Sam looks. If I say Zach, Zach looks. If I say Nacho, he don't listen at all, so it doesn't matter. If I say Buck. But I looked up something when we were talking about listening yesterday. I looked up something and I looked up on the internet and I looked and I said, how do dogs know their name if they don't talk but yet they listen? It's interesting. They don't hear Sam. They hear the sound of the name. And the annunciation of the name. So if I say Sam, Sam hears, So he knows that's him. If I say Buck, Buck hears, huh? They don't know what I'm saying, but they are recognizing the sound. Y'all got to get this. This is good stuff, Vic. Even though they don't understand what's truly being said to them, they have enough sense to understand, I've heard him there before, so that must be me. My sheep hear my, oh, you know why? Because I'm their master. Come on, somebody. If Victor went in my house right now and said, Sam ain't going to listen to him. If Eloise went in my house and said, hi, Zach ain't going to listen to her because it's a stranger. Y'all better get this. My sheep, someone say my sheep. They know me as their master. Some of us are calling on the master and he said, I ain't talked to you in a while. What do you need? Someone say my sheep. Hear my voice. Dogs are hearing the master talk to them. Bonita's dog, Jack, he trains her. He's with her. And he knows her voice. And sometimes we don't understand that a lot of us don't understand that God is trying to get you to hear, someone say hear, his voice. Yesterday when I took both pit bulls to the vet, I had them both and they were going crazy because that's just Sam and Zach. And I learned a valuable lesson yesterday. As long as I have dogs, I learned something. Even though I love Sam, the vet told me something. He goes, he's never going to listen to you because you're treating him like a baby. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you have to be stern and forceful. I said, Sam, stop. Come on, Sam, don't do that, Bubba. She said, no, he's not hearing that because he sees that you're being playful with him. She goes, can I try something? I said, sure. She said, don't interrupt, Daddy. I said, okay. He called me Daddy because I'm her dad. She looked at him and she looked him dead in the face. She said, Sam, stop. Sam went, backed up and put his tail between his legs and sat down. I was like, wow. I said, how did you do that? She goes, they have to be afraid of something. You see, a lot of us, we've lost the fear of God. My God, Victor, this is good stuff. We've lost the fear of him because we haven't heard his voice. Sometimes the only time we hear him is when something bad happens. Listen to me. God don't want you to hear his voice when something bad happens. He wants you to be able to hear him all the time. Learn to listen. Watch this, church. Learn to listen. Read that, Elder Ron. Your word that I've hidden in your heart, that I might not sin against you. Verse 12, Elder Vic. Statues. Blessed you are, O Lord. Teach me. Someone say, teach me your statues. Look what it says here. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as all the riches. So here's what the psalmist is writing. He's saying, I have learned to listen and subject myself to the voice of the Lord. We have to subject ourselves to the voice of the Lord, learning to listen. Go ahead, Don. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. And the final verse is, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget, someone say, your word. I will not forget your word. Just a survey. Did Jesus go to church? Answer. Victor, Jesus go to church? Eloise, Jesus go to church? He went to where? Went to God, but he did go to the temple to pray three times a day. Okay? The reason I ask that question is because even though you go through things and you face things and you struggle with things in your life, you need this family to support you. And that's what the church was meant to be. The church was meant to be a body of believers that are coming together to magnify and glorify the Lord. That's why we're having a unified service, because it was so heavy in my spirit that God had told me, he said, unified. Just unified. A body of believers coming together and worship. And when we get back from my getaway in a couple weeks, we're going to have a fall thing in the city of Grand Prairie. We're going to go to Sam's Club and get hamburgers and hot dogs and whatever else. We're going to have see Brother Abraham come out and do worship. And we're just going to give a free event in one of the parks in Grand Prairie. And we're just going to magnify the Lord and have a good old time. And we're just going to enjoy ourselves. And so that's why I was telling Elder Vic and Elder Ron, you know, we're sitting here doing nothing but just showing up and expecting people to come. Doesn't work that way. Look what the Bible says. Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is a right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. In other words, you think you can do it without God. You think you can do it without the Lord in your life. We have to learn to listen to his voice. We have so many voices going on today. Do you know that they are really trying to believe in that Jesus wasn't the Son of God? There's so many different religions out there and different teachings about was Jesus really the Son of God? And you know, all the Bible teachings is and someone asked me, Pastor Mike, why do you believe in a Bible? It's written by man. I said, written by man, but inspired by Jesus. Inspired by the Holy Spirit. So I messed with them one day. I said, okay. Why do you read a book? Because I enjoy it and it makes me feel good. Was the story true? No. But who was it written by? Well, it was written by man, but it was still a good story. I said, but yet you want to defunct the Bible. And let me tell you why people do that. Because people will defend what they want to defend and what they like. Right? I was doing an admission last week. And the mom was a believer. And the son came in. He said, who are you? I said, I'm the chaplain from. He said, oh, well, did you see upon admission we didn't want a preacher or a chaplain, whoever you are? I said, I understand that, but I always call. And the lady was able to speak and everything, so I called. And I said, well, Pastor Mike, would you like to? She goes, oh, yeah. And he goes, well, you know, I know she believes in all that. He goes, but I'm agnostic. I said, okay. I said, well, she asked me to come. He goes, well, it's my house. I was like, wow. I looked at the patient. I said, well, ma'am, I'm sorry. She goes, oh, no. She goes, you will come back and visit me. As a matter of fact, I want you to pray for my son. Because he was in church at one time, but he got burnt by the church. He got hurt by the church. So I looked at him, I said, is that true? He goes, we don't need to talk about that. He goes, well, you go ahead and do what you got to do with mama. When you come, before you leave, come out to the living room. I said, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to put on my armor of God, amen. I'm out there. He says, so what exactly that you think you're going to help my mom to benefit from you coming and saying a little prayer? I said, sir, it's not about me. It's about her. I said, you understand your mom's on hospice, and if this brings her discomfort to her, why are you so against it? Because it's what she needs to bring her comfort as she's ending life. He said, well, can I tell you something? I said, sure. He said, what is your denomination? I said, we're non-denomination. He He goes, what does that mean? I said, that means that we hold truth to the Bible. We don't listen to man. We listen to what God says, and we're just a non-denominational, Bible-based, Spirit-filled church. He goes, oh, so you're not one of these hellfire and brimstone preachers? I said, I've been known to be, but most of the time I'm not. He said, well, you got a card or something? I said, yeah, and gave him my card. He said, I think I'm going to check you out. I said, okay. He goes, not that I'm coming to your church, but watch this, guys. He said, if you're making my mom happy and it's what she wants, then you're okay in my book. Come on, somebody. A seed is planted. You see, I will guarantee you a person that doesn't go to church or who doesn't believe in God was a believer at one time, because everybody's born of the Spirit of God first. Let me get this in your spirit. We are all born with the knowledge of God. It's what we go through in life that turns us from God. So I'm going to say the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. He thinks he's right. He thinks he's got it all together. But he who needs counsel, someone says, is wise. Next verse. Without counsel, Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, plans go away. But in the multitude of counselors, there are established. You see, let me tell you where the church has failed. The church has failed to meet people at the point of their need. We have failed because we look at the outward appearance of a person instead of the inward appearance of their heart. And I know we do it as believers. Because we can look at somebody full of tattoos, right, Eloise? And say, oh, they must be a biker, or they must have got out of prison, or let me tell you something. Jake is probably watching. I don't know. But her nephew didn't want nothing to do with God. Didn't want to even go to church. Came to our church one time, been talking to me. You know, he texted me this week just to see how I was doing, because his aunt told him I was working a lot of hours. He texted me and said, hey, PM, I'm just checking on you. Make sure you're eating. Make sure you're not doing too much work. He goes, I worry about you, brother. Doesn't do that, Don said. And he said, next time he's in town, he's gonna try to come to service, because he lives out of town. He's here on job sometimes, okay? And he's doing all that graphic work and stuff for us, and he's partnering with the church to do the t-shirts and the mugs and the stickers and all that stuff, and it's a little thing going on right now, but it's going to get bigger as we grow. And here's somebody, watch this, church, and here's somebody that was against God. Not against God, but could do with or without it. And now he's seeking. God has a sense of humor. Started his business of graphic designing, and his first customers was a church. Benita, how's your business? Great or just great? No, I don't want to hear that. I'm talking about from the inception. Phenomenal. Growth. Okay. When you give it to the Lord first, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God, someone say, without counsel, plans go away. But in the multitude of counselors, they're established. So what I'm trying to tell you is we need to learn to listen to the voice of God more. Those mornings when you're waking up and your bones ache on a Sunday and you just worked 60-something hours and you drove from, where'd you drive to, brother? Yucatan? Rotan? I'll watch some Sunday morning preseason football. PM will understand. No, he won't. You see, it takes effort to praise God. It takes motivation to praise God. You think for one moment, did you drive here? Do you think for one moment she was in the hospital on and off for 2 months, that she wanted to get in her car and drive all the way to Grand Prairie? Come on, 80 years old, no offense, she's my mom, but my other mom, I have several moms, but I've known this beautiful woman of God since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Not that young, but just joking. I guess really when I first started ministry, right, Eloise? Yeah. Pretty new at ministry back then, right? Our first church on, what was the name of that street? Clarice, right? Yeah. And she's been around me ever since. But you see, it's what you feed the most is what you become. And I'm telling you, I'm so proud of Eloise. I saw her walking this morning. I was like, oh, my God, because I was trying to get a hold of her and couldn't get a hold of her because she didn't have her phone and her Facebook. She hadn't been looking at her Facebook because she'd been, you know, taking medicines and stuff. And I was like so happy to see her. But this is what I'm talking about, guys. Without counsel, plans go away. But in the multitude of counsels, they're established. You have to put effort in anything that you want to do. And we could put effort in the wrong thing, church. Someone say, my sheep, hear my voice. And to another, they won't follow. I have a closing thought this morning. Remember, we hear what we listen for. Remember that God's communication will leave you with a sense of spiritual uplift. As it stills you, leads you, reassures you, enlightens you, encourages you, comforts you, and convicts you to his truth. So listen for his voice. When you do, you will not only hear it, but you will recognize it. Remember, I heard a story. I heard this wonderful story. There were three guys. One was a Baptist preacher. One was a Methodist preacher. And one was a Spirit-filled non-denominational preacher. And God spoke to each one of them individually. He goes, how do you hear my voice? The Baptist preacher said, nothing but the word, and it has to be King James Version. The other preacher said, I pray, and I hear your voice. Non-denominational Spirit-filled preacher said, I listened for the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Lord came back and said, they're all right. And none are wrong. They look confused. He said, as long as you listen to the right voice, which is me, I will speak clearly to you in the way that you can hear. All of us are different. All of us hear different ways. But we have to learn to listen to his voice specifically. He will give you the answers that you need when you need them. You can't find the answers in any other thing other than God and his word. Someone say, my sheep, hear my voice. And to another, they will not follow. I want to ask you to do something this morning as we close. So important this morning. I want to ask you to pray about some things this morning. I'm going to have Don and Elder Ron come this morning as prayer partners. And if you need prayer for something this morning, those online, leave a comment. But if you need something from the Lord this morning, they're going to pray for your need this morning. I'm going to ask Elder Ron to go to Eloise this morning. You don't have to get up, Eloise. We're going to come to you. She's having surgery at the end of the month, correct? I want to pray for her surgery and for her healing, Ron. So you can go to her. I want to pray for Anita this morning. I want to pray for Anita and her healing. Elder Vic, if you'll come intercede for Anita. I want to pray for Mom in San Antonio to agree with Sister Dawn. Come on, somebody. This is the moment of prayer. This is the altar of prayer. If you need something right now, stretch your hands towards that camera. Stretch your hands toward that broadcast. And I'm going to pray with you right now as you reach out. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for every need right now. We don't know the need, but you know the need, God. We declare right now in the name of Jesus that we're listening to your voice. We're listening to your word. We know that there's a need out there right now, God. We pray healing. We pray blessings. We pray breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever they need according to your word and according to your will, it shall be done. We intercede right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I feel the Lord speaking right now that there's somebody that's going through a tough time in a relationship right now. Right now, we speak healing in that relationship. And God told me to tell you, if it's not for you, it's not for you to cut it off and move on. I pray for that relationship right now. Let God show you the way. Hallelujah. Any other need this morning? There's other needs out there. There's other needs right now. Come on, right now in the name of Jesus. There's other needs right now. There's other needs right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We'll listen to your voice. 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 I want to pray for some friends of mine. I want to pray for friends that I know. Those that are watching online this morning, I want to pray for those needs this morning. You know who you are. I don't have to mention them. I want to pray for your needs this morning right now in the name of Jesus. I want to declare thank you, Lord. Declare a decree over them right now that it is done, that God, you're making a way when there seems to be no way. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. If you believe it with me, say amen. Come on. Believe it like you mean it, church. Come on. We have to get into the altar of God. We have to believe that he will do it right now in the name of Jesus. 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 We thank you, 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 Jesus, right now. We thank you, God, that you're healing right now. You're healing, you're healing, you're healing. You're moving right now. You're healing and you're moving right now. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're making a way. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way this morning. Have your way this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, right now, right now, right now. We declare it. If you believe it, say thank you, Jesus. Give him some praise right now, church. Come on, give him some praise. Hallelujah. Pull up that advertisement for Pastor Simon. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to remind everybody in 2 weeks. I'm going to say 2 weeks. It's two Sundays, right, Vic? In 2 weeks, I'm going to say in 2 weeks, we're going to welcome the House of Hope. You'll put up that advertisement, Vic, that picture on the slide. I'm gonna try to pronounce the name, Pastor Simon. It's on the advertisement. Yeah, Ola. I think it's Ola Watunju, or I don't know how to say it, but he'll be here from the House of Prayer. What is it? Ola Tunji. But his whole church will be here that morning. We will have fellowship at 9:45. We'll have kolaches, tacos, drinks, whatever else. I don't know whatever else you want to bring, but it's just going to be a festive occasion.